You put the B in LGBT. You put the B in LGBT.
Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual plus community. We are talking with two organizers from Transcending Boundaries this year. I am Lynette, and this is Lorelei Arises and Jen Rydell. Hi.
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 How are you? We also have John Clark with us today.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Awesome. Welcome to both of you. So let's get started. First, tell us a little bit about what Transcending Boundaries and where it began and where it's happening this year.
Well, okay, so there's a lot to that question. I'll start with the simple stuff first. It's happening at the Springfield Sheraton in Springfield, Massachusetts. And it's November 20th to the 22nd. It's a whole weekend long conference. And it was started, so this is sort of the second incarnation of Transcending Boundaries. The first incarnation started in 2000, I believe, was when the first conference was. And it was started originally as a bisexual conference by Binet USA. And it went a few years. And there were, I believe, five conferences, the last one of the first incarnation being in 2006. And then some folks sort of revived it in 2009, which is when I got involved. And in this incarnation, it's sort of evolved from just being a bisexual conference to a conference that includes a whole lot of different folks and communities. I describe it as an intersectionality conference. Because that's what we do. We bring together people of all sorts of gender and sexuality identifications and relationship styles and interests and give them the chance to sort of meet and mix and get to know each other and learn about each other over a whole weekend.
That's fantastic. I did not know that it was actually started by Binet. That's a piece. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting piece of information.
Yeah, I actually remember it because we actually did a regional conference in 2000 and here in D.C. and there were some overlap and people that couldn't do both and blah blah blah. So, okay, so this goes right into the next question. What is the theme? Oh, the theme of this year's is remembering our past, building our future. What is the mission of Transcending Boundaries?
So we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which provides education, activism, and support for persons whose sexuality, gender, sex, or relationship style don't fit within conventional categories. So in addition to the annual conference, we also do community outreach, educational resources to serve the ever-evolving communities. This includes our bisexual community, pansexual, fluid, queer, transgender, transsexual, genderqueer, intersex, asexual, polyamorous, kinky persons, and allies, and those who prefer to not use any of those labels.
Fantastic. So it's kind of like this. The theme this year is talking about our history and our future. Is that correct?
Exactly. So we're taking a look back at where we've come from, because if you don't know where you came from and you don't have a good handle on your history, you kind of don't have a good context for where you're going in the future, said the former history teacher.
That is, I absolutely totally agree, said the current history buff. So very amateur, but so is it always held in the same place or does it move around?
No, it's So it's a very New England-based conference, and it has been held in a couple of the same cities, but it's moved around Western Mass and Connecticut a bit. We were in Worcester, I believe, for 2 years. This will be the third year we've been in Springfield, and last year we were in Hartford, Connecticut.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay. As you've already said, it's a three-day conference. Faith Cheltenham, who is president of Binet USA, is going to be the keynote speaker. Can we hear some of the other programs and events that are planned? And I've already read some of it, so I'm, like, very impressed.
Yeah, I am too. I am too.
Oh, perfect. So in addition to being our keynote, Faith is also going to be doing two classes with us. We have some absolutely amazing presenters. So Barbara Corellis is going to be there. Kate Bornstein is going to be there. Robin Oakes is going to be there. Kelly Dunham. Of course, Lorelei is going to be there as well. I'm doing a presentation as well. And then after, outside all the classes, which, you know, I'm having trouble making sure that they all fit and are, you know, amazing. We're also going to have, you know, we start off on the Trans Day of Remembrance, so we're going to have a ceremony for that. We have a pool party. We have dancing. We have interfaith services. So pretty much anything that you can think of, you know, we will have not only educational but also time for networking and mingling with folks.
Yeah. Fantastic. I was really impressed.
I'm sorry. And the comedy show is going to be on Saturday night.
With John, you probably wouldn't want to miss that.
Let me jump in here to connect a few things there, too. First of all, one of the wonderful things about having Faith as our keynote speaker goes right back into that history that we were talking about. Faith, as the president of Binet USA, brings us right back to our origins as a bi conference started by Binet USA. So it's really exciting to be making that sort of complete loop. And yeah, the programs are so I haven't been to any other conference that is quite so diverse. Like Jen mentioned, I'm even teaching a couple things, and my background is as a Second City trained improviser.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach gender performance through improv and a modeling for gender photography course that I'm doing with Jen and her partner John, who's an amazing photographer. And, It's really very exciting. And yeah, as Jen mentioned, we'll be having a comedy show on Saturday night, which hopefully we'll have some really amazing people in. And I'm co-hosting with Tammy Two-Tone, with whom I co-host a regular show on Broadway in New York City called Tammy's Twist. That's the only trans-produced, co-hosted, and featuring comedy show at a mainstream comedy club anywhere.
That's fantastic. That sounds great. I also saw Sarah Prager from Quest is going to be there, and Patricia Silva is going to be hanging around doing some stuff, too. I was pretty impressed. A whole bunch of people. I can't list them all. But yeah, I forgot to ask you guys this before, I didn't find it in the stuff. Is there going to be food available? Or?
So we do have a community lunch that's going to be provided as part of your admission fee for the conference, because we do believe in, you know, getting together and celebrating as a community. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, there are fantastic restaurants in and around Springfield, many of them within walking distance, and for any price range that folks have.
All right, great. Thank you very much. And so let's go into the next question, because it's talking about money again. I see that there are full or partial scholarships available. I had a full scholarship, which I thank you very much for. Registration is only $65. Without assistance is 64 students and discounts for groups, which is really very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
What is the deadline to register for the conference and for the scholarships?
So as far as the deadline to actually register for the conference, it's essentially the day of the conference for strict registration if you're just coming to the conference, though we'd love to have you register as soon as possible so we can know who's coming. There is a pretty hard registration deadline for the hotel, however. Our room block closes, I believe it's October 22nd. It looks like it's going to be a real busy weekend for the hotel. So if you want to come to the conference and stay at the hotel and get the discount, the room discount, it's real important to register and book your hotel room before October 22nd. And then for the scholarship, we're essentially going to keep giving those out until we run out of money.
Awesome.
So we had some pretty good fundraising for scholarships this year, and we really like to have everyone come who wants to. So we try and do everything we can to help that. And of course, though, apply for a scholarship as soon as you can, because we do have a finite amount of money.
Right. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. So, so again, it's going to be at the Springfield Sheraton. And there's going to be accessibility rooms available. So, what is going to be the daily rate, for the rooms? And typically how does that work? You know, can we put 4-8 people in a room, to save money?
That is a great question. Room rates are going to be $129 a night. Generally, we're looking at rooms with 2 queen beds, so I would say probably the hotel may limit you to 4. So definitely, if you've got friends that you want to come down with and don't mind sharing all that space together, please bring them all down. And the rooms in Springfield, we stayed there a couple years ago for our last Springfield conference. They're very roomy, very comfortable. It's a very nice hotel there.
Awesome. Great. And you also have a Facebook Connect group page where people can hook up to make maybe more affordable arrangements with each other, and I will post that link. And is there any other details we need to include for that?
Again, I would just encourage people to register and book their hotel rooms as soon as they can. And it's going to be a really exciting conference. It's we want people to come, and if people need to make arrangements for travel or anything like that, we're a really tight community of a conference, so we try and facilitate ride shares and all that sort of thing that we're able to do, being run on a strictly volunteer basis.
Exactly. We understand that one.
Oh, one more thing, Lorelei, is that, all the workshops and events are all going to be in the hotel. So once you're at the hotel, you do not have to leave. There's also a lot of places that have great delivery, too.
That is very good news.
Yeah, that's really exciting. We love that we can have it all in the same place this year.
Well, it makes it a lot easier for people like me that really have mobility issues. It's that's nice to hear, because I was at Netroots, and that was a real walking trial. Yeah, so that's good.
Okay, so parking costs are on the website, and I see that there's a lot of public transportation. How is travel from the airport or the Amtrak station?
Well, actually, one of the great things about this location as well, as you mentioned, they are on the bus routes, which actually run from the bus station up the street where you can get your Greyhound Peter Pan in right there. That's also where the Amtrak stops. It's actually not a really far walk if you are inclined to do city walking. But aside from that, parking underground at the hotel is $5 a day. Parking on Sunday is going to be free on the street. And we're available on the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority.
That's very, very affordable.
Yeah, and I would add that Springfield is actually the national hub for Peter Pan bus lines, so pretty much all of their buses run right through Springfield, which is just a couple blocks from the hotel. Bradley International Airport is only about half an hour straight down Route 91 from Springfield, so everything is pretty direct there.
That's fantastic. Is it Bradley International that we fly into?
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, I'm pretty excited to be attending for my first time. I'm hoping that I will be able to arrange all of the airfare and such. I will let you know if I can't, so you can give that scholarship to someone else, okay?
Yay!
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to add today?
Jen, do you have anything to say? You're better with the details. I'm more of an excitement girl.
I would really just reiterate Lorelei's statement that, you know, register early, register often, you know, pay for 5 other people to come. You know, this is really a really great conference. There is a reason that, you know, I know Lorelei's been involved with the conference a lot longer than I have. I've been with the organization since 2009, and we just keep coming back because of this community, because it's so open, so accepting, and really you can be whoever you want to be. You don't have to be afraid to be your true self here.
Okay.
Awesome. And so if I can add to that, I'm actually the co-chair of Transcending Boundaries this year with Sarah Brosnan, who's an amazing, amazing organizer and a really hard worker and a wonderful co-chair. And I do a lot of trans activism. I write a newspaper column for the Rainbow Times called Ask a Trans Woman, and I teach and speak about trans issues, and personally identify as trans and queer and bisexual and kinky and all sorts of things depending on the day of the week and time of day. And one of the things I love about Transcending Boundaries is it's not a niche conference. We're not covering one small part of our community. We have a whole broad spectrum of communities that come together and are able to actually meet each other and get to know each other and learn about each other. And it's really a unique conference. There isn't anything I know of quite like this.
I'm really excited, and I love the fact it's so intersectional. I wish like I say every time I talk about one of these conferences, I wish we could get something like this on the West Coast, and we will.
Mm-hmm.
We will get there. I want to thank both of you for coming on today. It's been a pleasure. It truly has. John, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Oh, no, it sounds good. I would suggest people look at all the sessions that are planned, because
yes,
that's very exciting.
Yes, there's some good poly stuff, and there's some kink in there too,
yep,
right? Yeah,
yes,
that's going to be
yep, and
be awesome.
And for all that, also a fairly youth-friendly conference. We often have college groups and sometimes high school GLBTQ groups that will come, and we try to be real good about anything that is more adult-oriented, making note of that. So yeah, we even have people bring their kids.
Oh no, that's awesome!
I was just going to add, we actually have a whole, great parenting track now, because, some of our organizers have been aging into that parenting stage of life. So, it brings up a lot more complicated issues for folks who, are used to just dealing with themselves, and now they have, a little person that they have to deal with as well.
That's great. That's great.
Is there any child care provided?
No.
Sadly, we're not.
Nope, you're responsible for your children.
Yeah, couldn't do it this year. But hey, maybe you guys can make arrangements to help each other with your kids.
Yeah.
And there are going to be vendors and tables, so that's always a lot of fun. So, right.
Well, thanks so much for having us on the show.
Oh, you bet. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you can find out more about Transcending Boundaries and our previous guests by visiting our website, www.thebiocast.org, or checking out the Transcending Boundaries site. We will have all the links available. And I want to remind everyone, you are not wrong, you're not broken, you are not alone, you are just a human being, and you are bisexual. Bye, guys.
Bye. Slancha.
Bye.
That was fantastic. You guys did great.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.